Today's daf is Chulin daf Memches. We are three lines from the top of daf Memches Amud Aleph. So, continuing to discuss the halachas of Re'ah. So, on the bottom, daf Memvav Amud Beis, the Gemara brought one of the more important memories in Perikei L'Treifas. Amar Rava. Rava said, Hani Tarti Unin Desrichem Adadi, reading from the bottom of Memvav Amud Beis, if you have two ears of the lungs that are attached to each other via an adhesion, what Chazal referred to as a sircha, less lu bedika. There's no point in doing a bedika. The reason is because if you have this sircha, the reya is certainly a treifa. As a result, this animal is going to be off limits. We mentioned this, machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, why is it that a sircha renders the animal a treifa? Rashi says, if you have a sircha, it must be there's a nekev. Even if you test the reya and you can't find the nekev, what we'll have to assume is that the nekev was there, a scab formed to cover the nekev, and as we've seen, and we'll continue to see, that a reya that has a nekev that gets sealed via a natural scab is still considered a nekev in the reya, and as a result, the sircha proves that the reya has a nekev, which means that the animal is going to be a treifa. Tosfos learns a little bit differently. Tosfos says that the sircha is not indicative of the fact that there is a nekev, but rather it's indicative of the fact that there will be a nekev. And that's a chiddush that even though right now there is no nekev in the reya, stating that the halacha of sircha teaches me that if you know bevadai that if the animal continues its natural course, that this animal will have a nekev, that's enough to deem the animal to be a treifa right now. Then Rava immediately qualified as halacha, meaning two parts of the lungs that are attached to each other via this sircha is considered a treifa. However, le'amar ne'elosh le'kesidra. That's only if the two ears that are attached to each other are not the ears that are in succession. Avol kesidra and hayne Rav Yisayo. So if you were to number the unyos of the lung and one was attached to two or two was attached to three, that wouldn't make the animal a treifa. It's only if it's 1 to 3 or 2 to 4 or 1 to 5, whatever. If it's in shaloi kesidra way, that's where it'd be a problem. Either way, the Gemara continues on that note on the top of Memches Amud Aleph. Amar Rav Yisrael ben Yumi, Amar Rav Reya has smucha v'doifin. What happens if the reya was attached to the wall of the chest that it's next to via a sircha? So there's a sircha on the reya, but the sircha is not between two parts of the reya, but rather it's between the reya, the lungs, and the chest cavity, the wall that's right next to it. Says Rav Nachman, in Choshenla, we don't have to be concerned. Meaning, we don't have to assume that the sircha is coming from the reya, which then implies that either there is a nekev like Rashi, or there will be a nekev like Tosfos. Rather, we have a right to be toila lekula, assume that the sircha is presumably coming from the doifin of the chest. It's not coming from the reya, and as a result, it's not going to be a problem. Because a nekev in the doifin of the chest, that doesn't make the animal a treifa. So even if a sircha is an indication of a nekev, it's only going to be a problem if it's on an organ where a nekev would make the animal a treifa. So a sircha on the reya is a problem. But if you have a sircha on the doifin, it's not going to be a problem. What if the sircha is attaching the reya and the doifin? So if it's coming from the reya, it's a problem. If it's coming from the doifin, it's not a problem. Says Rav Nachman, a phenomenal chiddush. Reya has smucha the doifin. In Choshenla, you don't have to be concerned. Helsot smach. And if, however, there were blisters on the reya, so now already we have a little bit of a reyesa on the reya. It looks like this is not such a healthy reya, which now makes us believe that there's a good chance that the sircha is in fact coming from the reya. If that's the case, Choshenla, in that case, you would have to be concerned. But without a reyesa, you have a right to be toila lekula. We have a right to assume that this adhesion is coming from the chest cavity. It's not coming from the lungs. My Yehuda mishmei davimi yomar. My Yehuda said, I heard from avimi differently. Echad zeh ve'echad zeh chashishinla. No, you always have to be concerned. What do you mean you toila lekula? It doesn't make sense. We're dealing with safik treifas. Safik treifas, of course, you're supposed to go l'chumra, like any safik deiraisa. So if you have a sircha, and you don't know if it's coming from the doifin or coming from the reya, with that question, you would have to be concerned. Hichi avdina, so what do you do? Meaning, how do we determine? All he said was chayshishin. You have to be concerned. So we're going to have to run a set of diagnostics now to try to figure out if we can know where exactly the sircha is coming from. Amar Rava, Ravin Bar Shaba, Aspelisa Ravin said, I heard from Rabbi Bar Shaba, he explained to me what you're supposed to do is as follows. My sin in Sakina the Cholosh Bume, you take a knife that has a very, very sharp, fine blade, umefar kinanla, and you remove the sircha. And you take a look at the doifen, you take a look at the lungs. If there's a reyes in the doifen, then you assume it's coming from the doifen. And if there's no reyes in the doifen, you have to assume that it's coming from the reya, the treifa, and it's going to be a treifa. We take out the next few words. In other words, what Rava said, he heard from Ravin Bar Shaba, who was explaining Avimi, was very simple. If you have a sircha that's attaching the lungs to the doifen, you have to be toil l'chum. So we allow you to make it, to run a test to see if there seems to be something fishy with the doifen, in which case then you'll be able to assume that maybe it's coming from the doifen. But otherwise, the status quo is going to be, you're going to be left with a suffix. And if you're left with a suffix, you can have no choice but to say, Sveikud Eiraiser, Rav Nechem, you braid Rav Yosef, Badalab Epshur, Rav Nechem, braid Rav Yosef, he said a chumrah. He said that even if you ran tests and it looks like there's something wrong with the doifen, which based on what the Gemara just said, even according to Avimi, who's Machmer, but if it looks like it's coming from the doifen, then you can be Toyu Lekula. Rav Nechemi said, I'm still not comfortable with that. I would still take the lungs, I would run it through the lukewarm water, as the Gemara described in detail on Daf Mem Vav, and again on Daf Mem Zayin, just to be 100% sure that this is in fact coming from the doifen and it's not coming from the reya. So at first glance, it would seem to be a machloikas. If you have a sircha between the reya and the doifen, Rav Nachman said you could be toilu lekula, you have a right to assume that it's coming from the doifen, unless you see something on the reya that's suggesting otherwise. So for example, there were blisters on the reya, it was helitz machin, then you have to be concerned, maybe it's coming from the reya. But otherwise, be toilu lekula. Avimi said, what do you mean be toilu lekula? If you have a safik, you certainly have to be toilu lechumra. If you see something wrong with the doifen, and even then, the Gemara said, Rav Nechem Yebreid, Rav Yosef said, I still would be baidik the reya. It's only in that case that you would have a right to be baidik lekula. Now, at first glance, you would think, Avimi's right, because safik treifas is a sveika deraisa. Sveika deraisa lechumra. So what's pshat in Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman says you have a right to be toilu lekula. Why are you being toilu lekula? What happened to the basic halacha of safik deraisa lechumra? So the truth is, the Rishonim, the Ramban, and the Rajba, they all discuss shitas Rav Nachman in very great detail. It's beyond the scope of what we're going to do right now. But one mahalach that the Rishonim do say, and that is that when we say that if there's a sircha, that means either there was a nekev or it means there will be a nekev, is that a vadai? Or is that only a suffix? So some Rishonim say that maybe it's not a vata, maybe it's only a suffix. And as a result, Rav Nachman held that if you have another suffix, you could say svek sveka, and that's why it's going to be lekulos. So if you have a sircha, and you know for sure it's coming from the reya, you have a suffix now, nekev, no nekev, so sveka deraisa lechumra. Rav Nachman knows that. And Rav Nachman would apply the rule to sveka deraisa lechumra even to the halachas of sircha, stating that over here where we're not sure if the sircha is coming from the reya or the sircha is coming from the doifen. So it's a suffix if there's even a sircha on the reya. Im tim tzolema, there's a sircha, maybe nekev, maybe no nekev. What you're left with is a svek sveka. A svek sveka, even by suffix treifas, everybody agrees that svek sveka, you go lekul. The truth is that this gemara is also totally in the gemara we had earlier on Dachmem Gimel Amid Beis, suffix drusa, again, the in kamakot. Zok the gemara vaita, amali maz zutru beid rav unu beid rav papi, le rabino, had rav nechem yu beid rav yosef, ato na hom mas nisula, anon adirab rav mas nisula. So the gemara just brought rav nechem yu beid rav yosef's chumra, which is that even according to Avimi that says that you have to go to Chumra when you have a sircha between the Reya and the Doifen, and the Chumra was that you have to assume it's coming from the Reya, unless you find the Reya with the Doifen. On that, Rav Nechem Yered, Rav Yosef said that even if you found the Reya on the Doifen, still be Baidik the Reya. I still want you to be 100% sure that this Reya is clean. In other words, Rav Nechem Yered, Rav Yosef's Badik La Bipshuri was a big Chumra, because you already found the Reya on the Doifen, so why are you checking the Reya? He wants you to be extra careful. He wants you to go ahead, cross your T's, dot your I's. I want to be 1,000% sure that there's nothing wrong with this reya. So the Gemara said that Marzut Shabreid Ravuna said that I heard this Rav Nechemi Reid Rav Yosef mentioned in a completely different context. I think you have the wrong Messiah. I think you're relating it to the wrong sugya. I heard that he wasn't saying a chumra. I heard he was saying a kula. He was going back on Rava's original halacha. What was Rava's original halacha? That's the halacha we began the daf with in the intro. The Gemara and daf mem vav amid beis. My Rava, hani tarti uni de rei desrichin ladadi. If you have two parts of the reya that are attached to each other, less lubedikusa lachshuri. There's nothing you can do. You can't be baited. On that, Rav Nechemi Breid, Rav Yosef was badalab shuri. He said a kula. He said no. That where Rava said the case of a sircha between two parts of the reya, where in that case, Luchura, it's dead on arrival. There's nothing to do. That's Rava's halacha. That is the halacha of Reya. It was on that that Rav Nechemi and Rav Yosef said, no, there's a way out. You could do a bedika. But the Gemara asks the obvious question. What's the obvious question? What are you checking for? Maskeflo Rav Ashi Haima. Bishloima Hacha. Bishloima, where the sirchas between the Reya and the Daifin. I understand the Bedika. Talina Bedaifin Ekshera. You're going to do a Bedika. You're going to try to see, could you find the Nekev? Could you not find the Nekev? If you find the Nekev, okay, you found what you were looking for. If you don't find the Nekev, then you'll assume it was coming from the Daifin. And as a result, it's going to be Ekshera. Aval Hassam. But in the case where it's two parts of the Reya that are attached to each other, Ihai Nokev Trefa, Ihai Nokev Trefa. What are you looking for? Man of Shach, it's coming from the Reya. It's either coming from Unyun number one or number three. But what difference does it make? Man of Shach, it's going to be a Trefa. So says the Gemara, it doesn't make sense. So what are you going to tell me? Maybe you won't find the Nekev at all. But as we mentioned so many times, even if you don't find the Nekev, all that means, we'll have to assume, is that it developed a scab, a krum, where the Nekev was. And a krum that develops on top of a nekev in the reya in a krum. It's not considered that this hole was plugged. As a result, Maskef Rav Ashi, he said there's no way that Rav Nechemi Breit Rav Yosef could have said his halacha regarding Rav's original halacha, but rather the Mesaira, the way the Gemara brings it on Mem Chesem and Aleph, he must have said it not as a kula on the Iker halacha of Sircha, but rather as a chumra in the case where the Sircha was between the Reya and the Daifin, the way the Gemara had just mentioned it. Now Rav Nachman was the Mekel. Rav Nachman said, Reya hasmucha l'Daifin ein chayshimah. For whatever reason, even though Safik Trefas, you would think you should go to chumra, over here where there's a possibility that the sirch is coming from the Reya, there's a possibility that it's coming from the Daifin, we have a right to assume it's coming from the Daifin. Stating that, what did Rav Nachman say? Hel sotzmachim, if blisters developed on the Reya, then chayshlan, then you do have to be concerned. Faith the Gemara, miyom Rav Nachman hachi, did Rav Nachman say that? Am Rav Yisrael, miyom Rav Nachman, Reya, shenikva, the Daifin, nekev in the Reya, is a treif, it's one of the treifas that are mentioned in the Mishnah. What happens, however, if the Daifin of the chest was soysen. It was plugging the hole of the reya. So there the halach is kshir. Now we keep on saying that if the reya has a nekev and then a krum develops on top of the nekev, it doesn't undo the nekev. That's not what Rav Nachman's talking about. Rav Nachman was discussing where there was a hole in the reya and then naturally the doifin of the chest is pressing against the nekev. So really, from a practical standpoint, the nekev isn't affecting the livelihood of the animal. So what did Rav Nachman say? It's going to be kosher. So Frek the Gemara, in the case where you have a sircha between the reya and the doifin, even if there were tzmachim, even if you have blisters on the reya, that just means that the sircha is coming from the reya. Okay, in the worst case scenario, there's a nekiv in the reya. Who cares that there's a nekiv in the reya? At the end of the day, the doifin is plugging that hole. Through this adhesion, through this sircha, the doifin is attached to the reya, and as a result, it should be a moot point. Now, if another Amira would say it, we'd have no problem with that. The problem is, miyamer Rav Nachman hachi. How could Rav Nachman be the one that said this? Meaning, the Gemara feels that Rav Nachman's chumrah in his phenomenal kula, it doesn't understand. Rav Nachman said that if there's a sircha between the reya and the doifin, ein chayshala. But if it was helsa tzmachin, so now already there seems to be circumstantial evidence that it's coming from the reya, now you have to be concerned. Break the Gemara, why? In the worst case scenario, there's a nekev. And even if there's a nekev, shouldn't this be like the nekev where the doifin is soysimit? And even though it's a little different, it's through the sircha. Okay, the sircha is attaching the doifin to the reya. So as a result, it's being plugged. So the Gemara says, like, Kasha, you have to say, Hassam, b'makam revisa, hacham shalei b'makam revisa. When Rav Nachman said that the doifin that is soysam and nekev in the reya makes it chera, that's only if it's in its natural form. But this was not natural. Meaning, it's not that it's just the basic, natural, healthy anatomy of the animal where you have the hole is in a place where it's pressed against the chest cavity, and as a result, we don't look at it as a nekev. What we have over here is there's a part of the chest cavity that naturally should not be plugging this hole. It's just attached to it via this sircha, via this adhesion. As a result, it's shaloi b'makam revisa. Over here, Rav Nachman never said is alach. Deichem makam revisa. What is the makam revisa? So the Gemara says, chituchi da'ayin. It would have to be in the splits between the unyois of the lungs, between those ears. In one of those areas, that's if the hole was there and it's pressed against the doifin, that's considered makom revisa. Otherwise, not. The Gemara elaborates on this point. If you have a hole in the reya and the doifin is soysim the hole, it's going to be kosher. Ravina said, "Luda savach bebisra." This is only true if the reya was embedded, it was enmeshed inside the basar. It's only then that it's considered that it was soismasa. Again, because it has to be, the Makim Ravi says, the Gemara just said, let's say it wasn't enmeshed in that way. My, what's the halacha? Treifa. It's going to be a treifa. Meaning, Rav Nachman agrees that a nekiv in the reya makes it a treifa, even if it's in between the cracks of the, it doesn't matter where it is. He's just saying that if it's enmeshed properly, then it's sois in the nekev, and in that case, it's going to be okay. But the Gemara asks Akasha, Alma, mean in the kuvah. So you see, a nekev is considered a nekev. So why does it help that it's enmeshed? L'chayra, the nekev, the Gemara is assuming, developed before it became enmeshed in the basar. And if that's the case, why don't we say that once the nekev developed, at that point, there's nothing that can undo it? Tanya, we learned in a braiso, nikev pasul, the Gemara there is discussing the aver, tashmish, of a man. So the Gemara says that if he has a nekev, pasul, he becomes a pasul, he gets the halacha of a krus shifcha. The reason is because Midnesha who shoises, Rashi says, because the zera is eina yorik echetz, the kaimelon called shichva zera she eina yorik echetz, eina moilid, and a kroshivcha is a person that's eina moilid. Nistam, what happens if after there was a nekev in this man's aver, that nekev was plugged? Kosher, he's not a kroshivcha anymore. Midnesha moilid, because now he could be moilid. So even though the nekev was a problem, now that the nekev's not there anymore, it's not a problem. And then the braisa says, v'zeu psul shechayza lechsheira. This is an example where when there was a nekev, it was a problem, but now that the nekev is no longer there, it's not a problem anymore. Zeu, says the Gemara, this is an example of a nekev that was plugged, where the plug can undo the nekev. L'mute mai. It sounds like it's coming to me mai. It's something. Lav l'mute kai gam. Is it coming l'mute that if there's a nekev in the reya and then it gets plugged afterwards, it's not going to be a problem? So what's Pshat of Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman says a nekev in the reya that gets enmeshed in the bus is not a problem. To the extent that it's a nekev, why does it getting enmeshed, why does that help? So the Gemara says, loy. I hear what you're saying. Zehu is lemu'ute something, and even though it's two completely unrelated sugyas, kroshivcha, here we're dealing with eilu treifas, but it doesn't matter. The Gemara still likes that parallel, but says the Gemara, I agree with the dik of lemu'ute, but it's coming to be ma'id something else. What's it coming to be ma'id? Krum sha'ala machmas mako, bireya de enei krum. You're right, there is a time where a nekev in the reya cannot be plugged. That's if it was plugged via a krum. A krum that develops, a membrane, a scab of some sort, that's not considered undoing the nekev. And that's the diak in that brisa. Zeu psul shechayza lechsheira. That's a nekev. And the halachas of kroshivcha that can be undone. But an eilu treifas not. But not every time an eilu treifas not. It depends how it was plugged. If it was plugged via a krum, there the halach is ein a krum. If, however, the nekev was plugged because it got enmeshed in the basar, like Rav Nachman's halacha, it was doif and seismasa. Where it's doif and seismasa, there it's going to be okay. Maskeflo Rav Ukva Bar Chama. Rav Ukva Bar Chama asked one more kasha. Ilu inkev bedoifin lahada my treif. What would happen now if, according to Rav Nachman, there was a hole in the lungs, and now the lungs positioned itself in a way where the doifin of the chest is soisimit, it's plugging the hole. So Rav Nachman said, even though a krum that develops on top of a nekev in the reya, it can't plug that hole. But if the doifin does, that could. What would happen if now there was a nekev in the doifin of the chest? Now the chest got developed the hole. So ordinarily, that would not be considered a treifa. But being that over here, you already had a treifa in the reya, you had that nekev, it just so happens that the nekev doesn't bother me right now because it was plugged via the tzavar. If you now have a nekev in the tzavar, Hadra Dina, that you have a nekev in the reya, it should be a problem. So the Gemara's kasha was, Rav Ukva Bar Chama said, why isn't it then mentioned in the Mishnah? Interesting, listening, Nekuvas HaDoifin, Rabbi Shmuel, or somebody should have mentioned it. You have Nekuvas HaVeshet, Nekev this, Nekev that. All the Nekevs that we had, 8, 9, there was a whole list of them. How come nobody mentioned Nekuvas HaDoifin? Now you'll tell me Nekuvas HaDoifin is not a treifa. Depends. If there's a nekev in the reya, then a nekev in the doifin would be a nekev. The Gemara asks, gives the obvious answer. But first, the question. If there's a hole in the mar in the gallbladder, if the covid, the liver is blocking the hole, so that there's no impact with this hole, it's not considered a treifa, says the Gemara. What would happen now if there was a hole in the liver? My treifa, obviously it would be a treifa. If that's the case, listening to kuvas hakovid, so how come we don't mention a hole in the liver? A hole in the liver is not mentioned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah talked about nitel hakovid, if you remember. If it was completely removed, or there's a kezias left over, but a hole in the covet is not a problem. L'chayra, a hole in the liver should also. Ella, what do you have to say? Ki nikfa d'la mine mitzvah leiktani. Achinami, ki d'la mine mitzvah leiktani. The words are k'tzat megumgam, but if you look at Rashi, Rashi says what we mean to say is that if there's a hole in the reya and the doifin of the tzavar is plugging it. And now there's a hole in the doifen. You're right, it's a treifa. It's a treifa, though, because of the nekev and the doifen? Of course not. It's a treifa because of the nekev and the rea. If there's a nekev in the mara, in the gallbladder, the liver is blocking it. And now there's a hole in the cover. So the animal's going to be a treifa. Why? Because of the hole in the liver? No, it's because of the hole in the mara. So at the end of the day, it comes down to nikev ha rea. It comes down to nikev ha mara. It's just a hechitimtza of a nikev ha rea and a nikev ha mara. It's pashat. It's for that reason. It's not a new treifa. That's why it's not mentioned in the Mishnah. So the Gemara at the beginning of the Amid mentioned a rea that has blisters, which can cause a lot of problems. The context was that there was a sircha that was attaching the rea and the doifen of the tzavar. We're not sure if the sircha is coming from the rea. Is it coming from the doifen? If there were blisters on the rea, that establishes a reyasa in the rea, and we assume that it's coming from the rea. But the context of the blisters rendering the animal a treifa is where there was a sircha. I mean, it's not the blisters that make the animal a treifa, it's the sircha that makes the animal a treifa. The blisters is just our way of knowing that the sircha is coming from the rea. Thus, a sircha on the rea, that was Rava's halacha, makes the animal a treifa. But the Gemara says, Namiram wanted to know, what happens if you would have blisters on the rea without any sircha? How would you look at it then? So, bo minei rabba bar bar chana mishmuel, helso tzmachin ma'u. So you have a rea, there's no sircha. All there is tzmachin. What's the halacha? Amalek sheira, told him it's kosher. Amalei, so rabba bar bar chana told shmuel, afani yoimer kein. It's funny, I pask in the same thing. I also hold it's kosher. Elisha, talmidim, mizdanzim edover, but talmidim, they're not sure about it. Why? Because Rav Masna said, "Mal yomugla treifa." If it's filled with pus, it's a treifa. Mayim zakim. If it's filled with pure water, ksheir, it's going to be kosher. But mugla pus comes from blisters, and you see that what pus a blister is a problem. Amalei, so he told him back, Shmuel. He says it's true. Mal yomugla is treifa, but it's not talking about lungs. It doesn't say the word rei over there. Ahibekulya itmar. That's discussing kidneys. So blisters on a kidney is a problem. But blisters on the lungs is not a problem. The reason by Yosef was once following Rabbi Yirmiya in the shuk. He saw pieces of meat. They were reyos, and there were blisters on it. Amalei, so he told him, "Loiboy mar umtza." So Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef wanted to know from Rabbi Yirmiya if it's kosher or not. So he turned to Rabbi Yirmiya instead of asking him directly. This shyly says, "Tell me, the Rebbe Shiva's not hungry? Maybe he wants a piece of meat." Amalei says, "Lasli priti." Just so happens, I have no money on me. Amalei, so he told him, "Akfan ano." He says, "You know, I have good terms with these vendors. I'll give you want. I can buy on credit, and I'll take care of you." Amalei, so he told him, "I hear. You're right. You got me. I'll have to be honest with you, my evidlach. Chiyasa the kamei Rabbi Yochanan, because when shaila like this would come, a rea with blisters on it would be brought in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Mashadu the kamei Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. He would send it to Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. Dimboyin Rabbi Mishmeid Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon Latay, because he had a mesayra from Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon that it's muta. Valeilei sfirlei. He himself didn't hold that way. In other words, I heard from Rabbi Yochanan that Rabbi Yochanan thought that really helsa tzmachim should be a problem, but being that he didn't have a mesayra on it, he didn't want to paskin that it's a problem. At the same time, he couldn't say it's mutter, because he didn't have a messiah that it's mutter either. So he used to send people to Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon, who had a messiah from Rabbi Lazar, a lot of names on this stuff, from Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, who had a messiah that it was okay. So Rabbi Yehuda said, I heard from Rabbi Yochanan that he doesn't have a clear messiah this way, clear messiah that way. As a result, I'm not going to tell you it's aser. At the same time, I can't tell you it's mutter. I can tell you what Rabbi Yochanan used to do, but the reason I'm not buying meat is not because I don't have money. I don't need it from your credit either. I'm simply not sure what I'm supposed to do. Oh, my Rava said, "Kavli maskita basrei Rav Nachman." A simple story. Rava said he used to follow Rav Nachman the shuk of the gildoy in the shuk. Family the shuk of the rabbanon. Some say it was in the shuk of the rabbanon. Chazi hanuch the kaimen candy. So Rashi says candy are also blisters, but they're a little bit bigger than the blisters that we had in the previous Gemara. V'loy amalu v'loy midi. And Rava made an interesting observation. So I used to follow Rav Nachman in the shuk. You had all the meichren. The butcher stores were selling meat where the lungs had blisters on it, and it wasn't meicha. He didn't start screaming, Nevelis, Treifus. He didn't say anything. Why didn't he say anything? Must be elder was okay. Interesting. In Morris says, Rav Ami, Rav Asi, Avi Chalki, Beshukat the Tveria. They used to walk Beshukat the Tveria. Chazi, Hanach, the Kaimi, Tinri, Tinri. Rashi says these are even bigger blisters. And he wouldn't say anything. And again, Vais Tois, that this was not considered a problem. So before we go weiter, just to exhale for a moment with something light, and then we'll get into some of the more intense halacha lemaisa at the very end of the daf. So the Gemara had mentioned something interesting. The Gemara discussed Rav Nachman's halacha, where if the rea, the lungs, have a nekev, V'doifin soismisa, sheira, it's going to be kosher. And this is a chiddush, because we've been saying many times in the sugyas of Elu Treifas that a nekev in the reya, where a krum develops on top of the nekev, that doesn't undo the nekev. But at the same time, Rav Nachman said that if the nekev was undone because it's now enmeshed with doifin soismisa, that's different, and that's going to be kosher. But the Gemara said that Ravina qualified Rav Nachman's halacha. He said it's only vudas savach pebistra. It has to be literally part of the meat of the animal. But if it's just that the doifin is right next to where the nekev is, that in and of itself won't be, oh, okay. So the Gemara is Toisvis, Dibra Maskel, Amr Avina brings, Ubetruvis Rav Sar Sholem Goyen. He brings a tshuva from Rav Sar Sholem Goyen, who said that the halacha is not like Ravina. That even though Ravina said that the only time the doifin being sois in the nekev would undo the nekev is if it's savich bebisra. The Sar Sholem Goyen said, no, bein sarich v'savich, u bein loy sarich v'sarich, kshera, in other words, v'lei silchas like Ravina. The halacha is not like Ravina. Ela k'rav nachman, the amar reya shenikva, v'doifin soysim is a kshera, that the halacha is, if the doifin is soysim, it's always going to be kasha. Now, obviously, there's a real treifas implication to this halacha, but that's not the part of this that we're going to go into. Tosfos has a different problem. Tosfos says he doesn't understand how Rav Sar Sholem Goyen kapaska not like Ravina. We know Ravina was from the last Amayron. Ravina was the author of the Talmud Bavli, Ravina and Rav Ashi. And for Tosfos, Taloch is always like Ravina. So if Taloch is always like Ravina, Mehecha Tesi, Rav Sar Sholem Goyen would go ahead and paskin not like Ravina. It's connected to Kolia Talmud. We always paskin like Ravina. Says Tosfos Veshema, I'm so bothered with this kasha that you have to say Ein Zeh Ravina Stama Shubachal HaTalmud. I don't think this is Ravina. You're right. There's a Ravina that's mentioned throughout Shas. One of the most often mentioned Amiram in Shas is Ravina. Shoye Chaveri Shor Ravash. Who happened to be a Chaver Ravash? Ravina Ravash. But says, I don't think this is Ravina. I think this is somebody else. I think this is a different Ravina. This Ravina we don't necessarily paskin like, and that's why Rav Sar Sholem Goyen paskin not like Ravina. But you're right. If this was the Ravina of Shas, then Rav Sar Sholem Goyen would have no right to paskin not like Ravina. And then Tosfos says, I think I have a riot. Why? Because the Gemara says that after Ravina said his halacha, Omale Rav Yosef le Ravina, Rav Yosef told Ravina, that means there's an exchange here between Rav Yosef and Ravina. And Tosfos says that if you know a little bit of the chronology of the Amayron, there's no way that Rav Yosef and Ravina shared an exchange. There's no way they could have spoken to each other. And it's based on a Gemara Masechtas Kedushin, that find based on the base, a well-known Gemara. The Gemara says, Omar Mark, Shemes Rabbi Akiva, Noilad Rebbe. Rabbi Akiva passed away. On that day, Rebbe was born. Kishameis Rebbe, the day that Rebbe died, Noilad Rebbe Yehuda. The Amayi Rebbe Yehuda was born. Kishameis Rebbe Yehuda, Noilad Rava. Kishameis Rava, Noilad Rava Achstri. L'lamedcha, it's coming to teach me, Shein Tzadik Niftam in Ha'olam, Ad Shenivet Tzadik Kamoise Shenema, V'zorach HaShemesh, Uvah HaShemesh. Ad Shalai Kofsa Shimshay Shaleili, Zorcha Shimshay Shal Shmuel. So the Gemara mentions that incredibly, b'hashkacha nifla, Kadosh Baruch Hu makes it that the day that a tzaddik passes away, another tzaddik is born. And these are literally the tzaddikei, or the great tzaddikim of all time. K'shemeis Rabbi Akiva, noilad Rabbi. K'shemeis Rabbi, noilad Rabbi Yehuda. K'shemeis Rabbi Yehuda, noilad Rava. K'shemeis Rava, noilad Rav Ashi. So it says Tosfos, K'shemeis Rava, noilad Rav Ashi. We know that Ravina was a contemporary of Rav Ashi. In fact, Ravina was a Talmud of Rav Ashi. But they were contemporaries, Ravina and Rav Ashi. The Chavos Yoreh says that even though Ravina was a contemporary, was a Talmud of Rav Ashi, still the halacha is like Ravina, not like Rav Ashi, because Ravina lived in Eretz Yisrael for some time. Rav Ashi was in Bavel, Avir in Eretz Yisrael, Machkin, and therefore in halacha we paskin like Ravina, we don't paskin like Rav Ashi. Just to give you an idea, be mechazik tayis kasha, how far we go to paskin like Ravina, that even connected is Rebbe Rav Ashi, the great Rav Ashi, the halacha is like Ravina. But either way, Ravina was a contemporary of Rav Ashi. Rav Yosef was a contemporary of Rava. And the Gemara says that Kishameis Rava Noel Ravashi. That means Ravashi never saw Rava. The day that Ravashi passed away, that was the day that Rava. The day that Rava passed away, that was the day Ravashi was born. That means Rava and Ravashi never saw each other. If that's the case, it makes sense, says Tosfos, it's just logical that Rav Yosef and Ravina also never saw each other. Because Rav Yosef was a contemporary of Rava. Ravina was a contemporary, he was even a Talmud, a little younger, presumably, than Ravashi. If that's the case, how could it work? Tosfos is very geschmack. Lafizeh, it's not a kasha, because it's not the same person. It's two Ravinas, and maybe that's how Rav Sar Sholem Goyen knew it was a different Ravina. He knew it was a different Ravina simply because the Gemara says, Omer Rav Yosef. It's interesting, the Rosh says what Tosfos says as well, and the Rosh He adds one more Gemara. Gemara Perik Eilu Metzias. And the context is really not what we need now. But Bava Metzias Daf Chav Ches Amad Aleph. Omer Avinu, Shema Mino, Ki Machris Glima Machris. When a person finds a Glima, and now it's Ve'ilu Chayv LaHachris, Mishnah, right in the beginning of Eilu Metzias. So if he finds a Glima, he's supposed to say Glima Machris. Nisal, B'dayit Rav Eidosa Machris, V'chul V'chul. Says the Gemara, Rav Amar, Rav is told, Rav Inu, no. Afilu Teim Av Eidosa Machris. Le'etrich Rabbanu Av Eidah, Yoyis Amidai. Freik the Rosh, and Rav Kiveger, in Gulian Ashas, in Eilu Metzias, Bava Metzias Chav Ches Amad Aleph, says Ayin Bar Rosh Perak Gimel Nechulin. That's Perak Eilu Treifus. Soiv Simchav Gimel. He sends you to this Rosh right here. But either way, so says the Rosh, Ravina and Rava are talking. How could Ravina and Rava be talking? Chazal say that Kishemes Rava Noilad Ravashi. And Ravashi was a contemporary of Ravina. So if Ravashi was born the day that Rava passed away, Ravashi and Rava could have never shared an exchange, and presumably Ravina and Rava could not have shared an exchange. So how do you have a Gemara with him above him and see it says the Rosh exactly what Tosef says, that it must be there were two Ravinas. Truth is, if you look in the Seder HaDoiris, so there are many Ravinas mentioned in Shas, but all the Ravinas that are mentioned in Shas are not Stam Ravina. Just going through the Seder HaDoiris, you have Ravina Bar Shela, Ravina Bar Ula, Ravina Miparziki, Ravina Bar Nechunya, but Ravina Ben Zuti, but he has two Stam Ravinas, does the Seder HaDoiris. One he calls Ravina HaKadmoin, and the second one he refers to Ravina HaAchroin. Ravina HaAchroin is the Stam Ravina. That's as in Ravina Ravashi. But he has another Ravina, Ravina HaKadmoin. What's the Makar to Ravina HaKadmoin? Says the Seyda Adoris, Ken Kosef Smag, Mitzvah Loisa say Kufza de Gimel, Vekach Kosef Toysvis, Chulin Daf Memchesom, and Alu Perak Eilu Treifis, Uba Oshri Perak Eilu Treifis, and Ainzer Ravina Stomish of the Shah, Shay Chavir, Shah of Ashish, Shanel, Biyam Shemez Rava, Vichulu, Vichulu, Vichulu. But just one Ha'aretz. If you remember, we spoke about this once. Not this. But we spoke about this idea in the Sechta Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Dalin Amad Aleph. So that was a little while ago. But then we spoke about it in the context of a Gemara in the Sechta Psochim. The Gemara in the Sechta Psochim says, I had the Gemara a minute ago, that Rava said, Ashkrachtinu, the Sabi de Pumpadisa. He said that he meant the Sabi de Pumpadisa. And they had an exchange in a Arve Psochim Sugya. Who were the Sabi de Pumpadisa? So Rashi over there quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Taf Yudzayin Amud Beis. The Gemara says the Sabi de Pumpadisa were Rav Yehuda and Rav Eino. The Maloya Royim on that Gemara asks, in other words, if Rava says that he met the Sabi de Pumpadisa, that means Rava met Rav Yehuda. How could Rava have met Rav Yehuda? That Braisa says, Kishemes Rav Yehuda Noilad Rava. The day that Rav Yehuda passed away, that's the day that Rava was born. So it doesn't stem. Says the Maloya Roim, I think you have to say a very big Kiddush. And that is that Pasha, you learn the Gemara, that this is some coincidence that happens Behashkacha. Right, that's an oxymoron. But a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mashkiach, that the day that a tzaddik passes away, a new tzaddik should be born. V'zorach HaShemesh uva HaShemesh. Adshalai kafsa shimshai, zorach HaShemesh. But says the Maloya Roim, I don't think that's what it means. I don't think it means it's mamish the day that he was born. I think what it means is, we know that ein adam oylo l'gdula, elam kei moichel ne'al kav v'noisav. When a person is oylo l'gdula, he becomes a new person. He becomes a bria chadasha. He's upon him chadash. You have this idea of not literally, this is the day I was born, but this is the day that I was born again, so to speak. Exactly, very good. So this is the day of the rebirth, says the Maloya Royim. That's what the Gemara means. The Gemara doesn't mean Kishemes Rabbi Akiva on that day, Noilad Rabbi. It means Rabbi Akiva was the Gadol Adar. And Kishemes Rabbi Akiva, Noilad Rabbi, Rabbi was Oyel Gdula. He became the next Gadol Adar. And Kishemes Rabbi, Noilad Rabbi Yehuda. And Kishemes Rabbi Yehuda, Noilad Rava. Not that Rava never saw Rabbi Yehuda. He did see Rabbi Yehuda. But when Rabbi Yehuda passed away, so till now it was Rabbi Yehuda was the God of Adar. Now who's the God of Adar? Now Rava's the God of Adar. But it doesn't mean that Rava never saw Rabbi Yehuda. If he saw Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara could say, in Psoch and Kuf Yedzayin of Ebeis, Ash Oma Rava, Ash Kachtinu, Lesabi, the Pumpadis, Ay, Kishamesh Rabbi Yehuda, Noel Rava. It means Noelad in the sense of Kikot and Shenoeladami. That he was Oil of the Gdula. Then Ein Adam Oil of the Gdula, Elam came Moichlan Akami Noisa, because he's a new person. He's a Panam Chadosh's Barokan. That's the case. That's what he means. He says over there that the emes is that the Rambam says that Rav Ashi was a Talmud of Rava. And everyone's matmi on this Rambam. Some changed the gers in the Rambam. No one knows how to give zechanetz with this Rambam. How could you say that Rav Ashi was a Talmud of Rava? The Gemara says, Kishameis Rava, Neilad Rav Ashi. He says, that's only if you take the Gemara literally. But if you don't take the Gemara literally, then it's not going to be so shver. Adar Rabbah, he was a Talmud. And then when the Rebbe Rava passed away, Rav Ashi was born. From these Rishonim, it's also Muchach not that way. Because if you hold that said kishemes rava noilad ravashi means literally. So toistvus and chulin daf memches and aleph. And the rush, like Rabbi Kivega quotes in the end of Simon chav gimel perik gimel the masachtus chulin. He brings it above Metzia, Chav Chesem and Aleph and Perik and Metzius. Then it's all a good cheshbon. How could you say that Rav Yosef saw Ravina? Rav Vina is a contemporary of Ravashi. Rav Yosef is a contemporary of Rava, and Kshemes Rava no Ravashi. But if I can, like the Rambam says, it's just the Ravashi was a Talmud of Rava. He was a Talmud. So if Ravashi was a Talmud of Rava, Mechatesi Ravina Kuntasi Rav Yosef. To the contrary, they were contemporaries. Yet, either way, l'chayra, this would be a little bit of a maramakim to that shmuz. If you want, you can take a look in the Margolis Hayam, Ruvi Margolis, Masech the Sanhedrin, Daf Yudalad Amad Aleph. He has a little bit of an arichas on this Gemara right here, Masech the Kedushin, Daf Ayin Beis, Amad Beis. Says the Gemara, Vait Itmar, Machat Shenimtzas Bereya. Maisa Shahoya, Kachoya. The Shoyche checks an animal. The boydik now goes in, he's inspecting the animal, and he found a machat, a needle, inside the lungs. So at first glance, that would seem to be a very big problem. But amazingly, there was no puncture in the lungs. And being that there was no puncture in the lungs, so it's not a nikev areya. But at the same time, there's a needle there. And it got there somehow. So the question is, how did it get there? So the emes is that before we see the Gemara inside, it's just there's really two possibilities. Two things could have happened. Either the needle came into the internal organs of the animal in the conventional way. How does a person swallow? Through his veshet, through his esophagus. So it went through the esophagus, down into the digestive tract, and somehow from there, it made its way out into the rea. If that's the case, some vital organ had to be punctured. Right? How else did it get into the rea? How else did it get into the rea? So obviously a puncture. The fact that you don't see it, that could just mean that a krum developed. A krum that develops b'mokam ha'nekev in a krum. And as a result, you're going to have to assume that this animal is going to be a trefa. But the truth is, there is another possibility. The other possibility is that maybe it went down the kana, it went through the trachea. And as uncommon as that is, it is a possibility. Right? The Gemara says a person shouldn't talk while he's eating. Shemi yaktim kana levesha. It is possible. Again, it's unlikely, but it's possible. So maybe it made its way down the trachea. If it did that, it could have gotten into the rea via one of the bronchial tubes. Refer to your picture, exhibit something. And if you take a look at that, it's possible that it went in a more natural way. It didn't puncture the veshed. It didn't puncture the rea. It just went in without making any punctures. Based on that, it would be okay. So really, whether this has to be a problem or not, depends on how it made its way down. Another issue that you have to cheshbon is that the Mishnah says a nekev in the reya would make the reya a problem. But also a chisarin in the nekev would also be an issue. We had this earlier. So b'chura, the virtue of the fact that there is a needle inside the animal's reya, that means it's taking up space. It definitely made some sort of chisarin in the reya itself. So really, there's two things you have to think about. Number one, is there a nekev in the reya? Because otherwise, how else did it get in? So you'll tell me I don't see it. That doesn't mean anything. Number two, maybe there's a chisarin in the nekev. So really, you have two of the yud ches treifas over here that need to be taken into consideration. So what's the halacha? Says the Gemara, Itmar Machachinim says Berei, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Chanina, Machshari, Rabbi Yechonon, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Chanina, all said it's kosher, Rabbi Shimon ben Lokish, V'ramani bar Patish, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochum Tarfi. They all said it was treif, big shiloh. Says the Gemara, Leib, Bokum, you forget. First glance, I think the machlok is like this. The Marasav Chisar, the finish Mechazar, Marasav Loish Mechazar. Maybe the shiloh was whether we look at it as chasar anekev or like chasar anekev. Now, what do you mean? The Mishnah says chasar anekev is a problem, but that's only a chisar mibachotz. Maybe a chisar bifnim. Now, the Gemara says loy. The kuli almi chisar bifnim loy shmei chisar. Everybody agrees that a chisar mibifnim is not considered a chisar. Bachabachim ivlgi, mar sovas and puna nokat vasayu, mar sovas and kuvi nokat vasayu. The shayla over here is not whether it's a chisar or not a chisar. It's for sure not a chisar. Why not? Because chisar mibifnim, we had this on Daf Mem Zayin, loy shmei chisar. That's not considered a chisar. What then is the shaila? The shaila was, do we assume that it came in through the veshet, or could we assume that it came in through the kana? Now, again, the much more reasonable assumption would be that it came in through the veshet. And if that's the case, there for sure was a hole in the rea. We don't see it. A krum developed, which doesn't make it not nikev ha-rea. So what gives these amayroim a right to be machshir, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Chanina, how did they have a right to say it's kosher? The reason is because at the end of the day, there's no nekev in front of us. And Rashi says that although it's true, it's more mistaber that that's what happened, but kineged the fact that it's mistaber that it went down the veshet, we have this reyeso in that scenario because there is no hole. So therefore, we're toilet lekula in this case. We assume that it came through the reya, and therefore it's going to be kosher. That's the Gemara, he machta deshtakha bechituch of the reya. There was a piece of reya, and they found a machat in it. Now, this is very important. There wasn't a full animal. See, after they shech the animal, there's a boydek who goes and he does a bedika on the entire animal. That's not what happened here. This was already in the fleischgeschäft. They already had a piece of meat. They're in the butcher house now. And the meat has the reyah. So they can inspect the reyah. Did the reyah have a hole? Did it not have a hole? All you're looking at now is a piece of a reyah. So the Gemara says, I saw the coming to Rav Ami. They brought it to Rav Ami. Rav Ami thought it's kosher. It's Rav Yom Yivitem Rav Zreiko. So they asked him, how can you tell me it's kosher? A reyah shenik v'yusha chasra. The Mishnah says a reyah that has a neck of or it's chasra. My chasra. Ilay me b'chot. That's chasra mean. It was chasra mi b'chot. Hainu nikva. That's nikva. Don't you see from there that chisar mifnim is shmei chisarin? So they told him that why would you say it's how could you say it's kosher? Isn't there a problem of a chisarin? Okay, so then they were looking for a kula. So they sent it to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. He also wanted to be machshirit. Rabbi Zreika, Reish, Nikva Shachasra, my chasra. Ilay mibachol tainu nikva. El mifnim shmami no chisarin mifnim shmei chisarin. Again, the same Gemara. So the Gemara's hadush shadru lekamei Rav Ami. They ended up bringing it back to Rav Ami. They still didn't have a kula. The tarfa, and this time Rav Ami said already it's going to be a problem. Amrulei for Rabbanon Machshri. I heard there are other Rabbanon that are okay with it. Amalem, so he told him, who are those other Rabbanon that he was referring to? Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Chanina. Machat Shenimtzes Bereya is going to be okay. Now, the Amiram kept on asking from Chisaroin that it should be an issue. The Gemara didn't answer it, but we know the answer. The answer is that Chisar B'fnim is really Loish Mei Chisar. So for whatever reason, Rashi says the Gemara didn't feel that it was important to answer that kasha at this point. But we know the answer. So at the end of the day, though, the Amiran included in them is Rabbi Yochanan, Rashi says. And we always paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. They will machshir it. So they asked Rav Ami at the end of the day, why is it that you're saying that if you find the machad in a piece of the reya, it's going to be treif? Didn't Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Chanina say it's kosher? And if Rabbi Yochanan said it, it means that's the halacha. So at the end of the day, you're going keneged halacha, Rav Ami. So what did he tell him? Amalemi said no. Hey, nechshiru shir de meizatam nechshiru. Anan meizatam nachshir. He says they were machshir it. There was a svara. I don't have a svara. Do me have a reya? Come on, minkov. Maybe if the ray was in front of us, we'd find the nekif. Meaning, what was the whole logic behind the machshirin? They said that even though it's more mistaber that it came through the veshet, and really there was a hole in the ray, but we have the ray in front of us, and we don't see a nekif. So because we don't see a nekif in the ray, that's what allows us to assume the slightly unthinkable, and that is that maybe it came in through the ray. But that it came in through the kana, it came in through the trachea. But over here, I don't have the ray in front of me. It could be if I had the ray in front of me. That could be. It's likely if I had the ray in front of me, I would see a hole in the ray. Because the way things usually get into an animal, the way an animal swallows is through its veshet, like people, not through that you breathe through your trachea, you swallow through your esophagus. So it's no shaykhis. They said it's okay because there was a reyes in the fact that there was no hole in the reya. So presumably it came through the kana, as unlikely as that may seem to be. But in terms of where you don't have the reya in front of you, certainly you have to assume it came through the veshet, and the way it got into the reya was by making a nekev. That's why over here it's going to be a problem. Says the Gemara, time of the lesser, ha'isvalei minkava ksheira. Right? Clearly we're saying that if the ray was in front of us and there was no neck, it would be kosher, which is Rabbi Yochanan Shita. Rav Nachman said, if you have the simpoin of the reya, that's this vessel of the reya, this blood vessel, the inkiv that has a hole in it now, the halacha is, we look at it as a treifa. Why do we look at it as a treifa? Why don't we assume that it all happened through the kana and it's going to be okay? So the Gemara says, "Ahu lechaveroi itmar." There, it's the reason we look at it as being a treifa is because it's pressed against its one of the bronchi that are next to it, and it's for that reason that we look at it as being a problem. Ayin Rashi says the Gemara, "Vam Rav Nachman, is that true that if two things are pressed against each other, we look at it as a treifa?" Rav Nachman said, "Hay hadura dekanta de inkav la'adadi chavri meganala." We learned regarding the intestines just the opposite. We'll learn the sugyas of the intestines coming up. There is just the opposite. If you have two coils next to each other, one of them has a nekev, we assume one protects the other one, not the other way around. Amar Rav Ashi, treifas kamadami ladadi. You're comparing one type of treifa to another type of treifa. Ein nami b'treifas u'daim lezu. You can't compare it. Shari choycha mikanu meischa, choycha mikanu chaya. This is one of the important halachas and ilchas treifas, that you can't compare treifas. Right? We had Rebbeinu Tam. You can't compare treifa to other treifa to behema. You can't compare any treifas. So it's true. Two things next to each other in this context is a problem. Two things next to each other in the context of a of the intestines, there to the contrary, there it's going to be okay. One final Gemara. There was a machat that was found in the large bronchial tube of the Reya. They brought it to the Rabbanan Trufai. These were the Rabbanan that had paskin, that if you find a machat inside the Reya, it's going to be treif. And they didn't want to paskin. They didn't want to say, why not? They didn't want to say it's hetter kishmataya. Because they're always concerned that the way an animal swallows is through his vashet. So if you found a machat now in the animal, presumably it came through the vashet, it made its way into the reya, somehow it punctured a hole. So they certainly weren't going to be matred. But at the same time, isanami lo yamri, but they didn't want to say it's aser. Why not? In the case where the machat was found in the lungs, they said it was aser. So how come if it's found in this bronchial tube that's attached to the lungs, why over here is a mutter? So he said, if it's in the lungs, so then it's actually more mistaber that it came from the veshet into the lungs. But if you find it in this tube, then just based on the metzias, that's a very unlikely scenario. But what makes more sense is to assume that it came in through the kana. I mean, even the Rabbanon Trufai are acknowledging the fact that there's no hole in the Reya. So now you have it in this bronchial tube. There's no hole in the Reya. It makes more sense, even according to them, that it came in through the kana. It didn't come in through the Veshet exit. Either way, so we learned today, in somewhat greater detail, the halacha of Sirchos on the Reya. Short Gemara on the bottom of Memvav Amid Beis. Oh, my Rav, Hani Tarti Uni Desrichen Ladadi Les Lubedika. And today we saw the more extended version of it. As we mentioned when we learned the Gemara the first time, that the halachas of Sirchos are really, from a practical standpoint, the most important halachas as it relates to Hilchos Treifus. In fact, the Mechaber says as follows: in the beginning of Simen Lametes, Sif Katan Aleph, Ain't Tzarich Livdoik Achashum Treifus Min Astam. So even though we're learning Perek Eilu Treifus and we've come into contact with so many different types of Treifus, but at the same time, after you shecht an animal, you don't have to go searching for Treifus. You're allowed to assume that the animal doesn't have a treif. Chutz min ha-reya. The only body part that you have to go proactively and check is the reya. She'tzorech livdoik bebehema v'chaya im yesh bo sircha. You have to go ahead and check if there's a sircha. Says the shach. Ordinarily, ain't tzorech livdoik why? The roi behema is becheskes k'shereseim. Chutz min ha-reya. She'alula li toref im ne'a sirchais. V'shar treifas d'shchichi bo. Treifas is an uncommon thing. As a result, roi behemas are becheskes that they don't have treifas, you don't have to check. When it comes to the reya, then you have to check, and the reason is because for an animal to have a sircha is actually common. It's not uncommon. You don't have a roiv, you don't have a chazaka that it doesn't have a sircha, and it's for that reason you have no choice but to check. The Mechaber later, in Sivkotin Yod Gimel, goes into somewhat detail as far as how is it you're supposed to check. It says the Mechaber, Yesh Misha Oimer, Shaboidek, right after the Shoichet shechts the animal, so they hang the animal up on its hind legs, and now a boydik comes in. Yachnis yodei bebehema. He sticks his hand into the behema, bezrizos. You should do it quickly. Below rithyo in your dayim. And he feels around the reya. Again, he only has to check the reya. You don't have to check any other part of the animal. You're not checking the kebo, the keres, the hemses, the besakoises. The only thing you're checking is the reya. So he takes his hand and he feels the outer part of the reya. In the spark of shum sircha, kishemachnas haboydik yodai, if he feels that something detached, meaning there was a little bit of friction, he had to go through something, then clearly there was a sircha there. So moitzia reya lochot ubaitka. He takes the reya out, and now he has to do another exam. Im hi sircha, if he sees that in fact it was a sircha, he'll be able to see it. Yimotze roisha bereya, oi bedoifin. Then he'll find it. It'll either be on the wall of the ray, it'll be on the wall of the daifin, and then he knows it's a problem. The imlav, if he can easily tell that it's not a circle, and the boydik knows this, rirahi yikshera, then it's going to be a kasha. Says the mechaber, ve'ein lo hakel b'kach ela b'behemes Yisrael. The only time you should ever be mekel, if you feel anything, even if you inspect it and you see it's really not a circle, it's only if it's a yid behema. And the ein saimchen al kol azu ela b'boydik kasha v'yaris Hashem iram. You have to make sure that the person doing the bedikah is a yarish. Says the Mechaber, and this would seem to be the basic halacha, just based on the Gemara that we learned, that an animal that has a reya with a sircha, it's a problem. It's a treifa. How do you know if it has a sircha? You have to check. This is the one treifa you have to proactively go out and check. The boydik is going to stick his hand into the reya while it's still in the animal. He's going to feel around it. If he feels that there's something sticky, a little gooey, there's something there, so he pulls it out. He can see in a second if it's a sircha or not. The Mechaber gives you a little simen to know how it's a sircha. If it's a sircha, then the halacha is, we assume that it's a problem. There's no more bedikas to do. Like Rava said, laslu bedikusa, and the animal's going to be a treifa. Stating that, says the Rambam. The yesh matirim. However, there are those that are matir, lemashmesh besirchos, ulema'ich behem. Meaning, the boidek, not the shaykhit, the boidek, he's the inspector. So he just took the rea out. There was clearly a circuit. It's not just a rear. It's not like a little foam that just is easily going to be removed. There's something there, right? So he takes it out. According to the Mechaber, it's a problem. It's a treifa. Says the Rama, there are those that are matter to rub it, ulamaich, and to squeeze it a little bit. The Oimrim, they say as follows. She sircha, if you have a real sircha, im yemaich odnam bakol hayohim, even if you memaich it, you rub it the whole day, loiti nosek, it's never gonna break. V'lakach, and it's for that reason, kol makam she yismaich, what they do is they'll start rubbing it, and they'll see if it's gonna snap. If it's going to come off. If it's going to come off, toilu lahakel. Then the toilu hakel va'omrim, and they say, she'enoi sircha, that's a right, that it's not a sircha, ela rir ba'alma, it's only a rir. So according to the Beis Yosef, the only way you can have an animal that doesn't have a sircha is if you know for sure it's a rir. There's a very obvious difference between a rir and a sircha. Sircha is the bad version, the rir is the okay version. But it's easy. To the naked eye, you'll know it. So as a result, says the Beis Yosef, as long as what you're looking at is it's attached to the rea, it's over. Done. There's nothing to do. Says the Rama, there are those that are mekel. There are those that they have a cheshbin that a sircha, you can rub all day and it's not going to come off. So even if it's attached to it, but rub it, start working with it a little bit. And if it comes off, that's a raya. That it's not really a sircha. Says the Rambam, Afa Pishi Hu Kula Gadol, even though this is a phenomenal kula, Kfar Nagu Kol B'nei Medina Yisraelo, that's the minig amongst the Shoichtim and the Beitkin, Ve'ein Limchais B'yadam, and you should not be Moicham Me'acher, She'yesh Lohem Amash Yismachu, because at the end of the day, they have what to be Saimachan. Umikal Makoim, but at the same time, says the Rambam, Torach Lias HaBaitik Yorah Lekim, you have to make sure that the Baitik's Yorah Lekim, She'yedeh Lizoy Lema'ich Benachas. He has to make sure that when he does this meal, he does it properly, Shlo Yenatik Bekoyach, he shouldn't do it with force. Then the Rama continues, and he says, there are people that they do this with all the sirchas except for the sircha havarda, that was the rose sircha. That's on that part of the lung. Additionally, there are those that... And there are those that are mekel even with this. I think you should be machmer with this. Listen to this shame. And in fact, I'll go even further, says the Rama, and I don't think you should rely on this kula for any sircha that's mentioned before in the Gemara. So, for example, a sircha that's shaloi kaseder, that was Rav's memra, memvav on the days on the bottom. Don't rely on this kula when it comes to that. Being that it's a trefa that's mefurish in the Gemara, but we had the Rambam's trefa that's mefurish in the Torah. This is the Rambam's trefa that's mefurish in the Gemara. I think that's more chomer than a sircha that we only know that's not mefurish in the Gemara. But the bottom line is, So says the Rambam, I've seen this kula that people start rubbing and feeling the sirchas, and if it comes off or if it snaps, they think that's a kula. I don't really like it that much, but at the same time, it's already in the spashe taminig, and stating that, Rama says, I think you shouldn't rely on it for a sircha that's mefurish in the Gemara. So if you're dealing with two sirchas that are shalei kesidron, or the sircha that's on the varda, the rose ear of the lung, I wouldn't rely on it for that either. But at the same time, says the Rama, I've observed, aminik be'irenu lemashmesh ulemaich b'chol ha'sirchas. I found that lemaisa, nobody pays attention to this. And the reality is that the Baitkim, they rely on this kula, even for the sirchas that are mefurish in the Gemara. Ve'in chaluk bein sircha l'sircha, v'nochin lachash l'mashik asafti. I think the proper thing is to be chayish for what I said. Emloi behefsid meruba, unless you're dealing with hefsid meruba. Then the Rama says something very important. He says, oy nag will be reinu lahatrif kol sirchas gedim l'tlan. Even the ones that do this, they only do it for the older animals. But for younger animals, they don't rely on this. And the reason is because there's a Kabbalah that being that the animal is so young, so the miyuch, even if it was a real sircha, would maybe remove it. But the bottom line is we have over here machloikis, bechaber, and ramah, tachlis. The baidik, right now, after the shechita, he's going to inspect the reya, how this inspection works. According to the Beis Yosef, if there's a sircha, it's over. done. Unless it's a rear ba'alma, which would be very easy to identify, it's 100% going to be a problem. There happen to be a few exceptions in the Beis Yosef's world, but they're in kamakoyma. But high level, according to Beis Yosef, the way he says it in Halacha Yud Gimel, is that if there's a sercha, it's automatically a problem. The Ramah says, a tremendous kula, the yesh matirim, he refers to it as a kula gedoyla, doesn't love it, he says, in limchais biyadam, and that is that they do milch and nishmush, they rub this sercha, again and again, to see whether or not this is going to, it's going to come off. The assumption is that if it snaps, the sircha does, that's a raya that it's not a real simcha. Says the Ramah, some people are mekel only for certain sirchas, the ones that are not mufurish in the Gemara. Others are mekel even for the ones that are mufurish in the Gemara. You can tell the Ramah thought that this was a bidiyevin. It's a tremendous bidiyevin with regards to the sirchas that are mufurish in the Gemara. But at the end of the day, the Ramah gave us a kula. And in theory, if somebody wanted to jump on this, this is something that we can rely on. Now, it's interesting to note that this machloikis, mechaber, and Ramah, like most machloikis, and it was really machloikis rishayim, the mekar to the Yosef Shita, the mechaber Shita is the Rajman Teres Abayas. The mekar to the Ramah comes from a rush. But regardless, the Beis Yosef follows the Rajman. The Rashi was from the great Sfardi Gedolim. The Ramah follows the Rosh, who was from the great Ashkenazi Gedolim. But the bottom line is two halachos, two Shulchan Aruch, so to speak, how you're supposed to check the sirchos on the Reya. Now, a few things. The first thing is that it's interesting to note that as it relates to halacha, and as you would expect, the Sfardim followed the Beis Yosef, and the Ashkenazim followed the Ramah. And therefore, there was a kula that was certainly prevalent, like the Ramah said, he observed it in Krakow, where he lived, where people relied on this Miach and Mishmush. But the process of Miach and Mishmush changed. It was altered. It evolved with time. And the way it's done today is not Miach and Mishmush, but it's what's referred to as Kiluf. So Kiluf is a little different. What the Shabbat can do today is they try to peel off the Sercha. They peel it off with a fingernail or with some implement. And the assumption is that if the sircha peels off, that's a raya that's not a real sircha. That's a very big kiddush. Ramah never said that. The Ramah said, rub it. And if you can rub it and it's going to snap, that's a raya that it's not a sircha. But to peel it off, I mean, maybe it's a sircha, but you just somehow have an ability to peel it off. And the truth is that when this minig of kiluf, that's what it's referred to by the poskim, started, a tremendous tumult broke out. If you want to take a look in the Sefer Beis David, so the Beis David was written in the 19th century, and it's considered the magnum opus of Hilchus Treifas, specifically Treifas Areya. This is the Sefer. He's the Mar de Shmaitza in Hilchus Treifas. He was a Kadmon. And either way, the Beis David brings a little bit of the history. I'll just read to you from what he says. Ulam ze erech yoisem imeya shana. It was about 100 years ago. So if this is being written in the 19th century, it's 100 years earlier. Sometime in the 18th century, and it started, as far as he knows, in the city of Prague. They try to remove the sircha with their fingernails. And the assumption is that if it comes off, that's a raya, that it's not a real simcha. And the chachmi adar, they were all marishay lomis, they had a big problem. Who were these Chachmei Adoris? Haloi hu agoyin meireinu arav Rav Yoinasa. B'sifrei Kresi Uplesi. Rav Yoinasa Naibish. V'agoyin meireinu arav Rafal HaKoyin Zal. B'sifrei Teresi Kasil. V'agoyin meireinu arav Rav Chaim Zal Mivolozhev. So these were gedoyli adar. Rabbi Yonah said, "Ibeshitz, Rabbi Chaim Volozhin, the prima godim." He says, "In fact, the prima godim wrote a mishpatzay zav shekol anoyi came that any pshoichet or boydik that relies on assuming that the reya doesn't have a sircha because he was able to peel it off with his fingernail is keilu meichel treifus liyisrael." Unbelievable. And the Chachmei Prague, they wanted to remove these Sheikhtim and Beitim Meyum Nasim. They said if they're going to rely on this, it's a very big problem. No, they felt not that way. It's interesting. It sounds like they used power. There was some nepotism involved. And they were able to somehow use their influence to make it that these Sheikhtim and Beitim would not lose their job. And that's why the minig somehow got out. Listen to this. People don't even remember that there was one. This was so controversial, says the Beis Dovin, and people forgot about it. Because of that, the Gedolei Yisrael, the people that knew the rest of the story, they knew that this is very controversial, that the Prima Godim held that any boydek that packages his meat and sells it, he's being Michael Treifus Yisrael. They felt they had to be Melamed Tzchus. Harishan, he says, the first person that was Melamed Tzchus, he was going Reb Sender Zal. Doidoy Shal HaBeis Ephraim. He was Reb Ephraim Zalman Margolis' uncle. And basically, he said as follows. He said that from the fact that the sircha peels off so easily, that's a raya, that the sircha is not coming from the lungs, but rather it's from a piece of flesh that must have caught on to the outer membrane of the lung. Something developed there that created the sircha. And that's why it's not an issue. Meaning, Rav Sender said that obviously there's a rationale. And the rationale is that a sircha is a problem when it comes from the inside of the lung. Because then you assume nikevareya. That's why it's a problem. But let's say something attached itself to the outside of the lung, and then from there the sircha developed, it wouldn't be a problem. And he said, that's where this is coming from. And there was precedence from it. A story that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, the krum of Rhinus. That's a whole other story. But the bottom line is that there is precedence for such a concept that if you know for sure that the sircha is not coming internally, but it's from some external, superficial part of the lung, then it's not going to be a problem. And it was based on that they wanted to go ahead and be mekel. It's interesting. The Chassam Sofer wrote a tshuva about this. It's tshuva lametes in Yerideya. It's called Be'inyan Bedika Sareya. And he starts off as follows. Meresh, regarding the minig of kiluf, gam li have a kasha mi minig ha-shoichtem b'chol ha-tfutza likloif ha-sircha mi al-areya. Ve'liv dek achakach ha-yidei poishu. Ve'kvartsofchu be'kamoye de'kamoye. Everybody was very bothered by this. They don't understand. The Pesachei Tshuva, incidentally, right here, brings a lot of this raid. He said, "V'lo yishakta v'lo yinocha daiti." I wasn't happy with this. Ad ato now chadosh esigiyani mi yedid nafshi goyin Yisrael moireinu v'rabeinu Rab Zalman Margolis mi brod b'sifrei pritfua. So I read what he wrote about this, where he was melech yosher on the people that rely on this. And nocha shakta daiti v'amarti baruch shabacher v'am Yisrael minogei. Says Baruch Hashem, he's so happy that he was able to be melamed. The Chassam Sofer says it always bothered me how people were able to do it, and he sees that there's a good mahalach, and then he quotes this mahalach of the Beis Ephraim, which is approximately what we just mentioned. And at the end, the Chassam Sofer says, "Mikomokim nir lani es daiti hamachmer." If someone wants to be machmer with this, yachmer laatzmoi v'yaniach liYisrael min hogam al pianav. But let Klal Yisrael do whatever Klal Yisrael needs to do. So the Chassam Sofer in his tshuva was matir based on what he heard from the Beis Ephraim. It's interesting. The Chassam Sofer always held chadash asam in atayra, and here the Chassam Sofer was okay with this kiluf, which at first glance sounds like a davar chadash, right? Based on svaris, whatever. But the point is the Chassam Sofer came around to Ephraim Zalman Margolis. So I'll just read to you what the base David fears is at the end. He says, "V'hine, afa pisha loyhoidu kol ha-go'inim elu leheter zeh." And this is what we rely on. Even though the go'inim, at the end of the day, they couldn't reach a consensus. Mikomokim loynimnu kol ha-sheichnim u-baitkin, shem le-medinois elu lehasur sirchas ha-yidei klipa. The meaning is to remove the circus, ayde klipa. Upshita. It's poshit, the ain loimad, the kulu is siruka avda. You can't say they're all doing something wrong. The kuli yalmi is siruka achla kas v'shalom. We're going to go now, and we're going to be makatrig and klai, so that everybody's eating treifis, not possible. Uba emes, lefiit masha anu royan atta b'mehema, is the ruban kikulam siruka sehema. And he says, the truth is, if you look at animals today, most of them have circus. In Cain, ayye yefa ya klasha amru chazal, shiroi behemes ksherim him. Says the base, I want to ask you a question. The Gemara says in Chulin, roi behemes aksherim. Right, that's what the Shach says right in the beginning. Roy behemoth are treifus. How can you say it's not true? If a sircha deems an animal a treifus, then roy behemoth are not treifus. Roy are in fact treifus. V'gamulei hetezeh hayodoyche gadol the basik yashu. Says it's not possible. Says the based of it, it must be that these circus are really not circus, and it's a raya to the ones that are mekel. And at the end, he says as follows: Valkei, Sforosam Hakilim Bazeh Hanahu Iker. The Iker is like the ones that are being mekel. V'chala Mamlitz Toival Yisrael. Very interesting. Someone that's Mamlitz Toival Yisrael. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Maimid Gam Olav Melitzim Upraklitim Toivim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Melitz Toiv on him, and as a result, let's not be Mekatrig. Let's be Melitz Toiv. Let's have an Ayin Toiv, and we're going to rely on the Makilim. And that's the reality. The reality is today, the people that follow the Ramah, they rely on, they don't just say because it's a Sircha, that's it, it's then on arrival, but rather they do testing. The Ramah discussed the testing of Miach and Mishmush. Today, the testing that's done is the testing of Kiluf, despite the fact that if you go back, historically, it was something that was considered very, very controversial. Either way, we'll stop here, and Yetzir Shem will pick up part 2 tomorrow.